This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, yo. It is me, Laszlo, and that is my son, Yiro. And this, what did we do, one last year or two?
I think we
maybe?
Did two. I think we got two, and then we didn't.
We never did it again.
No, we did one, and then we did a second one, and you said we were doing the podcast, and then you and Slim just asked me questions about not
oh,
that.
Oh, that's right, about what it's
you like
to be like a
teenager.
You guys
like tricked me getting in here.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Then we never did it again, but you're busy.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
On the weekends, it's hard to get podcasts done, but we should make a better effort. So thank you to Snowcone for coming in
yeah,
and doing
thank
this.
You.
I appreciate
thank
it. All right, so let's have a catch. That's what we called this, right?
I think
had a
did.
Graphic yeah, and everything. Right. Made a billboard for it. It looked good.
Yeah.
And you were pretty accurate last year.
Yeah, I did pretty good.
Yeah, you talked about how you thought the Royals were going to make the playoffs. You talked about who was going to be good, who was not going to be good. And I remember later on in the year, we even had Vern from the Royals on. He was like, I listened to that podcast. Your kid got it right. He's like, and he was the first one I heard say the Royals were going to make the playoffs. And he said, and I thought in my head, like, you know, this kid doesn't know what he's talking about. And then you started talking about the players and those types of things. What people don't know is, like, I love baseball. But you, I think, love it even more than me.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And I remember going into your room, you know, just to check on you when you were little. And, you know, you're supposed to be asleep, and I look, and on your TV is YouTube, and you're watching a home run derby. It's like Al Kaline against Mickey Mantle, and I'm like, it's black and white on YouTube, and I'm like, what are you doing? You're like watching the 1964 home run derby. I'm like, all right, man, you need friends. we need to go outside a little bit. But that said, you've always been into it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so with that said... I think maybe we'll try to do it this year the way we did it last year, which is I'll just throw some stuff out at you, and then you tell me what you think is going to happen. And the first thing is, what about the Royals?
Okay, Royals, I think they're going to take a step back this year. I'd say, you know, I think they're going to win more games, but I think that the Central is going to be worse, and I think that's why. I think they win 87 games exactly, one over their line.
Well, that's not a step back.
Well, I think it's a step back in terms of production. I just think that... what the competition they're playing is going to be worse. So I guess it's a step forward, but I think the team's going to be worse this year.
You think the team will be worse than it was last year, but
yeah,
have a better
win
record.
More games. And it doesn't make sense. But
no,
it's okay.
It doesn't.
I think it makes sense.
All right. So you said they're going to win 87 games.
Yeah.
And how many did they win last year? 86?
I think 86. I'd have to look. You got it?
All right. No, but it's fine. Whatever. I believe you. So what do you think about them?
I think that the pitching's taking a step back because they lost
Why?
Singer. They lost Brady Singer. And I think that's big. And then you're banking on Seth Lugo to have another like Cy Young caliber season. But I think if Lugo and Walker are solid, I think that pitching rotation's more than good enough to be top 15 in the league, top 10. I think the
Are you a Brady Singer fan? Because I am not.
I think Brady Singer was great last year.
I would rather have Michael Lorenzen than I would Brady Singer.
I think that's a horrible thing. Well, I don't think it gets worse than that. You know, I think Michael Lorenzen's great. I think he's a solid baseball player. I think he's a bullpen arm. I think he's a long reliever, but I think he's a good baseball player.
And Chris Bubich?
I think Bubich to the rotation is pretty cool. I'm not sure how I feel.
Well, you got Cole Reagan, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, Michael Lorenzen, and Chris Bubich.
You can get 1-5 for there. I think that pitching is a little bit worse than last year. I think the
because
line
of Brady Singer.
I think Brady Singer is a great baseball player.
You do?
Yeah. Let's pull up the old ERA.
He's 36-39 with a 4.2 ERA.
Well, let's see how he did last year though. Was that last year?
Right, some of his career.
Yeah, he was pretty bad his first three. Right. Last year he had a 3.93, and his FIP. Which his FIP is, it's an ERA estimator. So if you took out defense,
we went through this with some facets. It's like a fielding independent pitching, right?
Yeah.
Which is how, you know, if you do this sabermetrics crap, which by the way, I love, but you know,
it's kind
of, there's a lot of it. So yeah. It's like, you know, what of it matters and what of it doesn't. But fielding independent pitching, a lot of people really kind of use because it only controls what the pitcher controls, right? Yeah,
exactly.
And so what does it count, FIP?
It counts strikeouts, walks, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I think home runs, too.
And if your defense was of average, right? Played of average ability?
I think
something?
So, yeah, exactly.
So what was his FIP last year?
It was a 3.93, which means his ERA is, you know, perfect, which means he's a 4 ERA guy.
Yeah.
I think, you know, in today's climate, I think that's a great pitcher. I think that's a solid 3-4 guy, and I think he's on an upward trajectory. So I think losing him is huge. But I do think the offense is a lot better. Adding Jonathan India to the top of that lineup is like a 350 on-base percentage guy, which is huge. Having someone bat in front of Bobby Witt and Vinny Pasquantino, getting some runs in, I think that's huge. I think Mark Canha is going to have a solid year, hit about 25 home runs. I think... Be okay. I think that's a really good. I think that's a great pickup for them.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I do. I think he's a good ball player, but I think the India is even bigger.
Yeah, it's huge.
I think because I don't know. You'd have to go back and look at it, but you know how many times did it just feel like Bobby would hit a double and there'd be nobody on?
Yeah,
nobody on. Like the guy, you know, and at least although in the first couple of games he hasn't proven it, but I think over the course of a full season,
He's
going to do what he's supposed to do, which is get on base for Bobby.
Yeah, exactly.
And let Bobby knock him in. He can run. He has, over his career, he's shown that he can get on base and he can score runs. And, you know, that only helps Bobby in the long run.
Yeah, I think that helps out a ton. I do think Mikel Garcia is going to be just a crazy bounce back this year.
That's pretty close to mine and yours favorite player, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's a stud.
I love Mikel Garcia, and I know he takes a lot of crap in this town, but man, he's got a great glove.
Mm-hmm. But I think, best in the league at third base?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think statistically he was last year. I mean, just amazing. And then, you know, the base running, too. If he's a 265 hitter, I mean...
If he could be, right?
I mean, he could be. I think he really could be. I think he's a dog, man. I think he's really, really good. I think... if he takes a step forward this year, and the production he'll give is, I don't think you can like.
All right, so you like? Well, where do you like the Royals then?
I still think 87 wins. I think they win the Central.
And 87 wins the Central?
Yeah, I think 87 wins the Central easy. I think that Central's it's not good. It's pretty bad.
Well, the Guardians. Why? I mean, how many games did they win last year? I don't know, but it seems like it was more than that. And are they? You know, they didn't do anything to hurt themselves, did they?
They traded away Josh Naylor.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Naylor was a huge impact bat for them. They did get they called up Kyle Manzardo, but I don't think he's that great. I think
he had a good game so far. But
yeah, I think he's a solid prospect. They won 92 games last year.
And you think they're going to lose six more, less than that?
I think so for sure. I think losing Josh Naylor really hurts them a ton. I think they lost Andrés Giménez, too. He's to the Blue Jays. That hurts them, too. That's a starting second baseman who's a good second baseman, too.
The rotation of Tanner Beebe, is that right?
I think it's Bybee.
Gavin Williams, Ortiz, Ben Lively, Shane Bieber, he's on the IL, but he'll come back.
Yeah, he'll come back.
He's and Class A is always good, right?
Yeah, no, he's great.
They got your favorite player for a long reliever in Paul Sewald.
I lost so many games in that man.
You're Seattle always a Mariners fan. Paul Sewald pitched there for a long time. And when he went to the Mariners, you know, I think you talked about how great he was going to be when he got there.
Yeah, he's just trash. I mean, he wasn't. He was good for a while.
Jose Ramirez still there.
Best third baseman in baseball.
The chosen Kwan, Stephen Kwan. I love Stephen Kwan. Lane Thomas can play.
Yeah, he's a solid ball player.
Right field, Nolan Jones. And then Kyle Manzardo, you're right.
I think that team's six.
What about the Tigers? The Tigers could challenge.
I think the Tigers are good. I think they'll finish third in the division again.
But really?
Yeah. I think they're solid. I think they got a couple more years before they're great. I think in those few years, they're good. I think Riley Green's great. I think once Max Clark comes up, I think that's when you guys really have your playoff window. Not playoff window, but World Series window. The rotation's good. Is Jackson Jobe on the roster yet? Because he's a dog.
Yeah, he's going to. I mean, he will be up for sure. And,
he's really good.
You know, Skubal, Flaherty, Reese Olson, who looked good last year.
I mean,
and then, you know, if Casey Myers can ever not get hurt.
I mean,
he's a stud.
They're good. Yeah, he was great.
An arm problem,
huge
you know?
Prospect.
Yeah.
I think he's great, too. But yeah. I think this isn't their year.
You don't like the Colt Keith at first base?
I don't like Colt Keith at all. I don't think Colt Keith is a good baseball player.
Colt Keith and Spencer Torkelson there. Gleyber Torres at second?
I don't think Gleyber.
That's a good pickup. Matt Erling, okay. Trey Sweeney, Riley Green. You like Riley Green.
Yeah, you can't not like
and
Riley Green.
And you love Wincell Perez.
I don't have a reason. I just think he's fine.
Kerry Carpenter and Spencer Torkelson at DH.
I think they're a solid team.
All right, so in the Central, you say the Royals win it.
I say Royals win
going it. Going away?
Yeah, I think.
You think it's not close?
I think it's going to be close.
Three or four games?
I don't even think three or four games. Maybe a game. Okay. Maybe a game.
And you say the Royals win it, they get 87 wins.
I think exactly, yeah.
All right.
Then I think Cleveland will be close.
And then we can just move on to the East. You like the Yankees, of course? Probably.
Yeah, I'll take the Yankees. I got my notes.
That new
up.
Bat? What about that new bat?
That new bat is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
So if you haven't seen it yet, you can Google it and take a look at it. The Yankees came out with a new bat, and it's like a regular bat, and it's got like a bulge where the sweet spot is.
No, it's not, because it's on the handle, like near the logo. So it's. Here, I don't know how to do this. So imagine, like, you want to hit the ball here. Yeah. Usually that's your barrel, right? Mm-hmm. They move the barrel down here. So, like, you're wanting to get, like, hit on the hands.
Right.
And then they come in. They had some, like, MIT scientists do it. They hit, like, what, like 40 homers in, like, three games. Just
yeah,
crazy.
I just think they said Aaron Judge is on pace right now to hit 180 home runs.
Just crazy, yeah.
Right, I mean, like, that won't happen. But obviously, now, is the bat illegal?
No, it's not. They look through
it. Well, then everybody's just going to make it, right?
Yeah, and it's going to change.
Well, I guess I read that we made a big deal about it. Only two people were using it. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if everybody was using it.
I think they had more people using it. It started with Anthony Volpe last year. And they
used it?
They had him use it last year.
How come
year.
We never heard anything about it?
I don't know. Nobody noticed, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, and they were like, he keeps getting jammed. He hits everything off the hands. So, you know, they did that, and he started going off. Then Cody Bellinger started to use it this year. Then, Chisholm, Judge, and I think almost everyone's using it now.
Right.
And best offensive performance ever.
Right. All right, so who do you like in that division? American League East. Yankees, yeah, Rays, Orioles, Blue Jays, Red Sox.
I think it's the Yankees, but I do think the Red Sox are pretty good this year. I think next year they're going to win it.
Okay. But the Red Sox will beat the Yankees next year?
I think so. I think they have those prospects for it, yeah.
All right, and you got the West.
AOS
as always.
No, I got Seattle. As a biased Mariners fan, I'm gonna have.
They couldn't even beat the A's.
I think the A's are a good team. I think the A's are better than the Astros this year.
Stop it.
No, I really do. I think the A's are a good team. I think they're really underrated.
Who the hell's on the A's?
Brent Rooker, Lawrence Butler. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shea Langeliers.
Is Tony Kemp still there?
Tony Kemp is.
He has to be there.
I love Tony Kemp. You know, maybe he's like coaching or something.
No, who's on that team?
Mason Miller too. The rotation isn't great, but I think the way that they play, you know, it's like weird, scrappy, and fun. And I think they're a little bit, I think they'll win more than the Astros.
So who do you like? Brent Rooker? JJ Bidet?
JJ Bidet is a good baseball player.
Okay.
I promise you he is.
Miguel
Andujar, I think, won the Rookie of the Year in 2019, which, you know, crazy, right? And he was the worst defender in baseball. And just hit bombs. So I don't think he'll do
Ferguson.
It again.
There's nobody on this team. The A's aren't going to win.
I don't think they're going to win, but I think they could finish. They probably won't finish above.
They're not finishing above the Astros.
They won't. But, you know, I want them to.
But they're
I hate
going
the
to.
Astros. I don't care.
The Astros are going to win that division, right?
They're definitely not.
Well, who's going to win it?
Seattle's going to win the division.
Seattle's not.
They're going to win the division. They have the best pitching rotation. They have the best pitching rotation of all time.
They did have a really good one last year, for sure.
No, they have the best one this year. Like, it's not even close. They're 1-5 guys. They're all Cy Young candidates this year. Like, they're great.
Cal Raleigh.
Cal Raleigh's going to hit 35 homers again.
Mitch Garver. Mitch Sauce Garver.
I don't like Mitch Garver. Made me mad. Listen.
J.P. Crawford.
I don't think he's good.
No? Well.
Jorge Polanco did good. What if he's good? What if he's good? Julio Rodriguez.
That's not the answer. Rowdy Tellez.
Rowdy Tellez might be the answer. You don't know.
Randy.
Randy's good. Look, Randy Arozarena, Julio Rodriguez.
Victor Robles.
Victor Robles is good. He's a great defender. Good leadoff guy. I think he hit 300 last year.
Logan Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
George Kirby.
Yeah.
I mean, the pitching's good, but you guys aren't beating the Astros. All right. There's no way.
We'll see.
The Astros always win. They literally always win.
Yeah, but this year is the year.
The year for the Mariners, which we've been here for since they started in baseball.
Yeah, but this is...
Oh, but this one is a real one. Like, literally every year, this is the year for the Mariners. It never is.
It's this one.
Oh, but it's this one?
Yeah, and this is the year they go off.
Oh, so this is the one.
I don't think they're going
to
be great.
Was it last year, too, or?
No, it wasn't last year.
I'd like to go back and see if you picked them to win, because I'm pretty sure you did.
I probably did.
Yeah. All right. National League, do you know anything about the National League?
I know anything about the National League.
Who's going to win the East, the Marlins?
Yeah, probably the Marlins. No, I had the
Phillies,
Mets.
The Mets?
Yeah, I got the Mets.
The Mets.
Phillies are good, too, but yeah. I just think the Mets are good. I mean, they have Soto now.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat those Mets.
Yeah, well, who's on that team? I mean, you got Soto. Frankie.
Yeah, Lindor. Lindor finished second in MVP voting last year.
Right.
Pete Alonso at first. Mark Vientos. I think he's a good ball player.
Who do they got pitching?
They don't have a great staff, but like all those guys are solid.
Right.
Yeah. They're pretty
and
good.
And the guy with the Mexican flair in the band that plays when he comes in, is he back?
They released him. He's on the Padres.
Diaz?
Yeah.
Why?
No, Iglesias.
Oh, yeah. Why?
I think it was free agency.
All right, so you like the Mets?
Yeah, I do
the
like
Phillies?
The Mets, definitely.
And the Central?
NL Central, I got the Cubs.
Might be good this
the
year.
Cubs, I think, are a really good team this year.
Who do they? Yeah, they made some pretty good.
Kyle Tucker, Seiya Suzuki. Right. They got someone, what did they get? Matt Shaw coming up is really good. Shoto Imanaga.
Yeah, Matthew Boyd in that rotation.
What is he?
Yeah, guy's like 700 years old.
Yeah, but what is he the five?
Four.
It's not great.
That could be tough.
The Central's pretty bad. I do think that the Reds can win it. I think they're a fun team, but I'd put my money on the Cubs.
Nico Horner on second, Matt Shaw at third, Dansby Swanson.
I think he's a good ball player.
Shortstop. Ian Happ.
Yeah.
What do you know about Pete Crow Armstrong?
Pete Crow Armstrong, I love, right?
You do?
I do. I think
he's
so good.
Hodge deals. Muncie in the air right center field. Crow Armstrong. He is there, he leaps, and he caught it! Pete Crow Armstrong, are you kidding me?
I think he's one of the best defenders in center field ever.
Ever?
I think
like
ever.
He's on Willie Mays level, you think?
Yeah.
You say the most fucking ridiculous
thing. I don't say
sometimes.
It's not fucking ridiculous. Look at Pete Crow Armstrong.
Willie Mays.
No, I didn't say he was.
I mean, you're like, he may be the best center fielder ever.
No,
like,
no, I don't think he's the
what
best.
About with Willie
but
Mays?
I think he's up there in defense.
He's probably as good as
he's
Willie
gonna
Mays.
He's going to be great. He's fucking a great fielder.
He's probably as good as Willie Mays.
So fast. He goes out there. I don't think he doesn't. He can't hit for shit. He can't hit. He can't hit.
Take away the bat, but just the feeling, he's Willie Mays-esque.
Yeah.
Pete Crow Armstrong.
Pete Crow Armstrong, okay. PCA.
He's not.
Watch a Pete Crow Armstrong highlight reel.
And then watch a Willie Mays highlight reel.
Yeah, you'll see the same thing.
They look exactly the same. White guy. I mean, they're different colors, but if you made them colorless, Willie Mays and Pete Crow Armstrong look
I think
exact.
You would think Pete Crow Armstrong looks
better.
Oh, but
if you just made him, if you didn't put any numbers or anything... And you said, pick the better center fielder. And
I think 95% of people would pick Pete Crow Armstrong.
You're so dumb.
You don't even know who Pete Crow Armstrong
Kyle
is.
Tucker, where's that Seiya Suzuki?
He should be in there. I don't know where they put
him.
They
just have him at right field and a designated hitter.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I don't know.
I mean, he's a great hitter.
He's a great player, though.
Yeah.
Right?
So.
I mean.
I don't know his defense. I've never looked at Seiya Suzuki defensive metrics, but.
But it's a great name.
He's a good bat.
I mean,
yeah.
Like a hit home run, see ya. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to.
It doesn't get better than
like
that.
Like, if your name is Sia,
you have to,
you have to play baseball.
Yeah, you got
to
hit fucking balls.
You have to play baseball. Yeah. And then, obviously, you like the Cardinals always challenge.
No, they're bad this year.
I know, but I think last year we said, or 2 years ago, we talked about like, oh, they're going to be bad, they're going to be bad, they're going to be bad. And then all of a sudden they're there.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And then you got the Cardinal Devil magic. Like,
right. They're always just there at the end.
Yeah, but they don't, like, they're bad this year.
Do they have any players?
Mason Wynn is pretty good. I think Jordan Walker could be good. Brendan Donovan, he's okay. It's all these guys that are like...
Sonny Gray.
Yeah.
J.J. Romero.
Old.
Eric Fetty.
I don't know who Eric
Fetty is. Well, he's the number two.
That's not.
Oh, they got your guy, number four, Miles Mikolas.
I do like Miles Mikolas.
Yeah, he's the four.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wilson Contreras?
Yeah, no, he's great. First base this year, too.
Brendan Donovan. Arenado, obviously. Lars Nootbaar.
Yeah, he's good. I like Noot.
They could be all right.
They'll be okay.
I mean, they're not going to be great, but they could challenge there.
I'm finished behind the Brewers.
They always do, right?
Yeah. They always find a way, too.
All right. And then the West, the Dodgers.
Yeah. I mean, no question. Diamondbacks are going to finish second in that division, I guess.
Above the Padres?
Yeah, I think the Diamondbacks are a really good team. The best second baseman in baseball. Solid catcher, Gabriel Moreno. First base, they don't have Walker anymore, but they got Josh Naylor. I mean, they look like a solid, solid team.
I'm looking at Padres starters. You still got Dylan Cease, Michael King, Yu Darvish, Nick Pivetta. Oh, yeah, they got... I mean, that team still looks good, man.
The Padres team?
The Padres,
no,
right?
I'm not saying they're bad at all. They're great.
Arraez, Cronenworth, Machado, Bogarts, Hayward, Merrill, and Tatis, and Gavin Sheets at DH. That's a pretty good fucking team.
Yeah, but you got Corbin Burns, Zach Gallen. I mean, it's just the rotation. Brandon Fatt, you know that? Fott? I don't know how to say his name. He's a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy, Merrill Kelly, started for Team USA.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's a dog. Ketel Marte, Josh Naylor, Eugenio Suarez. That's like penciling 30 home runs for him. Geraldo Perdomo. I mean, he's a stud, too.
I'm going to take the Padres. I think they can challenge the Dodgers.
Yeah, Corbin.
Just like always, right?
Yeah.
They always do.
I really do think the Diamondbacks do it, though. Corbin Carroll and then Alec Thomas, which he's not great. I think he played football and baseball at Ole Miss, though.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, yeah.
And then, let's see, the Dodgers. Is Ohtani pitching? He's the number two.
Well, I think he's hurt right now. They're pushing back his start date.
I mean, it is. I mean, if Ohtani pitches, then you're four. You're four with the Dodgers is Tyler Glasnow. That's like, your four.
What do you do? Who's the five now? Dustin May, Tony Gonsolin.
Roky Sasaki?
Roky Sasaki, the Rookie of the Year winner.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to win it this year.
He's the five.
Yeah, that's not.
Kirby Yates, Tanner Scott. They got both of them. Blake Treinen. Will Smith, Freddie Freeman, Tommy Edman, Max Muncy, Mookie Betts. They got Michael Conforto. I didn't know that. Remember that dude hit a fucking home run over our head?
Yeah, into the little like barbecue place.
We've
never seen anything like it.
By the Royals bullpen, right?
Yeah, right field.
Right field above the Royals bullpen watching him. And Michael Conforto's up to bat. And he hit a ball, and me, you, and your brother stood up to catch it.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to catch it. It's coming towards us. We're there. And that, I've never seen a ball hit that hard. That ball went, it had to be, we stood up, and it had to go 20 feet over our head.
No, more, like, farther than that. It was like 500 feet.
Right, but I mean, 20 feet higher than us, and just kept going on a line straight into that bar. I don't know how far that thing would have gone if it wouldn't have hit the wall in the bar.
And it bounced around, and there was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, cool. It's almost like the one when we were at the Twins game when Julio Rodriguez hit one over our head.
Yeah.
Remember that? And it hit the metal, and you heard it.
So
goes,
cool.
Bam!
Like, yeah, it's always cool to hear it,
it's
too.
It's amazing. Man, they got Teoscar Hernandez, Shohei Ohtani. Okay. Anyway, it is cool to really see. Like, it's one thing to watch on TV when they hit a home run. But when and it's one thing to sit in the stands and see it hit from left field into right field. But when it goes over your head,
it's cool,
that's when you can look up at it and you're like, man, that thing is still moving fast.
Yeah, it's just wild.
It's unbelievable. So, in the end, if you guys want to bet what Euro picked, I wouldn't necessarily do that. But you have the Royals, the Yankees.
Seattle. Mets, Cubs, Dodgers.
Mets, Cubs, Dodgers.
I think those are fairly safe.
I wanted to do this. You know, we did this with Slim the other day, and I thought it was funny. If I give you, before we get into it, I want you to pick the winners for, like, the end of the season awards.
Yeah.
But I picked this thing up the other day, and I was asking Slim to do it, and it was hard. But I wondered if you could do it. It is a list of baseball abbreviations.
Like stat-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll give them to you, and then you tell me what they are and what they mean.
Okay, yeah.
BABIP.
Babin? Batting average on balls in play.
Right. And what does that mean?
It's like for every ball you hit in the infield or outfield, wherever you hit it, it's your batting average on balls. It's pretty easy. Every thing you put in play. It's your batting average.
Got it. Well, I don't even know what this one is, and I don't know if you know it either, because I've never heard of it. UZR?
Ultimate Zone Rating.
Okay, I don't know what that is. I've never even fucking heard of it. What is
fucking
it?
Fucking stupid shit. I don't know. Foolish Baseball talks about it in the middle of the night.
What does it mean?
It's like defensive run saves. It's like a metric like that.
Like
it's
if you cover your zone defense, in the field?
I guess so.
As compared to other people?
Yeah.
Let me see. G-I-D-P-O.
Say it again, but slower.
G-I-D-P-O.
Grounded into double play. I don't know.
Opportunities. So instead of, I thought this was an interesting stat. So you have that GIDP, right?
Yeah.
We all see it like grounded into double plays. One of the stats they use in the save metrics is opportunities. So what they're saying is Billy Ball is like, oh, look, this guy didn't ground into as many double plays as this other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, he would have if the second baseman didn't suck.
Yeah, no.
Right? So you just take that out. So, like, how many times with a man on first did he hit it to where it should have been a double play, but something happened?
Yeah, no, that one
that's
got
a better
shit,
stat
yeah.
to ground it into double plays.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Let me see. LOB, you know that. All right, I don't know. This one I thought was crazy. I don't even know if it's a real thing, but you said the ultimate zone thing you did. S-I-E-R-A.
Sierra? Oh, I know this. I don't know why I know this, though. Single inning ERA?
No.
No.
Skill Interactive. I don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means either.
Skill Interactive Earned Run Average. You should go home and look that up.
Yeah, I'll have to.
Let me see. Are there any other ones that you need that seem odd to you? Or any ones that you love?
I like WRC Plus.
What's that?
Weighted Runs Created Plus.
Okay, explain it to me.
So it's how many runs like this player creates over an average player. So like, let's say... you have this average guy, you called him up, and he's okay, he's whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
He creates a certain amount of runs for your team, whether that's home runs, hits, somehow he does it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it takes like your stadium into factor, what years you played in, and it adds it all together, and it gives you a number where 100 is league average, and then like 150 is like MVP level. It's just an easy thing to look at and see if someone's good or not.
Okay, I did look up Skills Interactive ERA.
Yeah.
It's an ERA estimator that attempts to more accurately capture a pitcher's performance based on strikeouts, walks. Oh, this is the one where they just do, hey, you. The only thing you can control as a pitcher are strikeouts, walks, hit by pitch, and home runs. That's yeah. it. So anything else, we're not counting. You either struck him out, you hit a guy, you walked him, or you gave up a home run. Everything else is out of your control.
Yeah.
So if you, it's kind of like if you threw the ball and the guy hit it to right field, it's not your fault that the guy wasn't positioned correctly.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
Right? Like
that's
you
a good
got
one. I like that.
You kept the ball in the park. You either struck someone out, you walked them, or you gave up a home run. And so that's Skill Interactive ERA. That's a good stat.
No, that's good. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I believe in it.
Yeah.
I don't know where you would ever see it again, but I do. I'm sure people look at it all the time, right?
Yeah, I bet. I don't know.
Let's see. There's like some, you know, like a game leverage index. The average level index at the beginning of the game for the pitcher. I don't really know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know that either.
Clutch score, they keep track of that.
I didn't know they did that either.
The difference between a player's total. So the clutch score is the difference between a player's total WPA.
Win probability added.
PL1.
I couldn't tell
and
you.
And their WPAL1 defined above. Nothing?
Yeah, I only know when...
Weighted fastball ones, weighted slider runs, so you have all that. Swing percentage. Z-swing percentage. Okay, I thought these were good. I saw the other day.
Yeah.
Z-sing percentage.
Z-zing? What?
Z.
Z.
Mm-hmm. Z-swing percentage.
Zone swing percentage?
Yeah.
So how many... Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
right, like how many times you swing the ball in the zone.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Right. And then they have outside zone swing percentage. So for pitchers, they're saying, all right, good. You can get a guy to swing when it's a strike.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. So can fucking anybody.
Yeah.
But with our O swing percentage, can you get him to chase?
That's a, yeah,
does
I like
your
that.
Stuff get him to chase? And so that would be like you compare their Z swing percentage to their O swing percentage. You'd be like, yeah, they both have good stuff, but this guy can get the best players in baseball, Joanne Armstrong Craw, whatever her name is, the center fielder that you like compared
to
Willie Mays.
Yeah, Joanne. Yeah, shit.
That you can get him to chase out of the zone.
Yeah.
RA9 war, that's your runs allowed based war, a comprehensive statistic that estimates the number of wins a player has been worth to his team compared to a freely available player, such as a minor league free agent, based on his runs allowed per nine.
Yeah.
The runs allowed per nine war is, man, what a stat. So you're a major league pitcher, and you're going through your stats and everything, and you're like, hey, we pulled this one up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your RA9 war, and we just like to let you know that if we just took a random minor leaguer, he'd be fine. Like, he wouldn't be any worse off than having you. And it just says random minor leaguer. No, it doesn't even say that. It says freely available.
So he's not
even under contract. A freely available minor league player would be just as good as you.
That's you. No, that's you.
All right, so let's go to Major League Baseball's MLB MLB futures. Here we go.
All right, what do you want to start with?
Let's go American League MVP.
All right, I'm going to take Bobby Witt, but, you know, Aaron Judge, you can't choose between them.
All right, so let's see. I'll show you. Bobby Witt is plus 550.
Wow. Yep.
So he's second.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Aaron Judge is minus 110.
High fly ball, left field. Curio back, trap, wall, see ya! A grand slam for Aaron Judge, and the Yankees are pouring it on!
So, and then Gunnar, I mean, it jumps pretty quick. Mm-hmm. It seems to be like they say it's going to be a two-way race again.
Yeah, I would imagine.
With Aaron Judge being in the lead, Gunnar Henderson at plus 1,700, Vlad at plus 2,100, Corey Seager at plus 2,100, I will tell you, value, mm-hmm. Not they may not necessarily win, but value.
Yeah.
If you just want to win, then put money on Aaron Judge.
Yeah, of course.
Right? But value, if the Guardians win the division again this year,
yeah,
you can get Jose Ramirez at plus 3,000.
I don't think Jose. Yeah, I mean, that's
plus
crazy.
Plus 3,000, because what I'm saying is if they win and they do well, it'll be because of him.
I don't think that's crazy, too, right. Because, you know, he's a stud. He's going to go 40-40 this year.
Right.
I mean, he's a good ball player, great ball player.
National League MVP.
Shohei.
Plus 145.
First pitch. Fly ball, right center field. Series going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. 40-40. Walk-off grand slam. No way. What a moment. History.
Juan Soto plus 500. It's closer here. Fernando Tatis Jr. plus 700.
He'll be great.
Bryce Harper plus 1,400. Mookie Betts plus 1,400. And plus 2,000. I don't even think this is a good value because he's not going to win it. But he could be the most exciting player to watch. Plus 2,000 is Ellie De La Cruz.
I think he could win it. I have a list here for people I think you should throw like $3 on. Throw nothing on.
Really?
And I think you could win. For like my AL MVP picks, I had, which is crazy to say now, because, you know, he's the best player in baseball for like 10, 12 years. I have Mike Trout. I mean, you didn't even list him on that list.
No.
And he's got a fully healthy year, and I think he could do it.
He'll be on here somewhere. I can find him. He's plus 3,000 as well.
Yes.
So he's like Jose Ramirez. He's the same odds as Yordan Alvarez. That's crazy. And J-Rod.
Again, Julio Rodriguez is on that list, too. I think $3 on him. He won a butt ton of money.
Kyle Manzardo, who's been playing like it so far.
Yeah, he's been good.
Plus 25,000. He's not going to win it.
No, probably not.
Save your money. All right, and who'd you have? You had Shohei?
Yeah, and then I had Matt Olson, Ellie De La Cruz, and O'Neill Cruz, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I'm looking for Matt Olson here.
Matt Olson won't be on there. He had a bad year last year.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if you could put it on there. I think Matt Olson hits 50 home runs this year.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, if we look at it.
Well, then somebody should pick him to win the home run. Like, you'd get so much money if that was right.
I really think he's got a shot.
If you put him right now, if you put Matt Olson to lead the home runs, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's got, it'd almost be Field.
Yeah.
I mean, he would be behind Bobby Witt.
But what he does, and I mean, you can see it in his career. Every year he plays, he'll have one, like, okay year. And then the year after, he'll go off and be an MVP candidate.
And who's he playing for this year?
Braves first baseman.
So you're saying take a flyer on Matt Olson.
Okay, so in 2023, he had 54 home runs, drove in 140, he had 280, slugged 604, and he finished fourth in MVP voting.
And that was 2 years ago.
Yep, but the last year, he didn't do great. He hit 29 homers, right? That's not great.
Still bad. I mean, not bad.
It's not bad. No, it's fine. But we look at the year before 2023, when he goes off. 2022, he hit 34. And he batted 240. Every year, it's the same thing where he goes like 240, 280 hitter. It's 50.
What about Willie Mays, the new Willie Mays?
Pete Carmstrong, he can't for shit. I told you this. Right. Trying to hoe on me right now. It's fucking doing too much.
So take him, right? Yeah.
Or Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker to win.
Well, let's just stick to a flyer on 50-plus home runs.
I really think, yeah.
50-plus home runs, and then you might as well just, if that's the case, then go ahead and put him for the MVP.
Yeah, give him a shot.
He's playing for the Braves?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's got a chance. If he comes back and hits 50 home runs, then they're going to win the division.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, they won 103 games.
Last year, yeah, they did it again.
And then they're going to get this guy to hit 50 home runs? Yeah. It'll be hard to beat then.
Yeah.
American League Cy Young. Logan Gilbert, let me guess.
No, I didn't. I had, so my take of arm injuries, right? The most reliable guys for me are people that are coming right off Tommy John surgery.
Okay.
They usually don't, it takes them a few years to get hurt. So who I have, and you're going to make fun of me, is Garrett Crochet.
Okay.
On the Red Sox, yeah. He's my Cy Young pick.
Garrett, let's see. And he probably has got pretty good odds because he's just was hurt.
Yeah.
I don't even see him on here.
He'll be low. It'll be like $1 million.
I mean, you got Michael Wacha plus 30,000 in front of him.
Really?
I don't see him.
Wow. No, I mean, he's a stud. I think he wins the Cy. Yeah, I really do think he wins the Cy.
Oh, he is. I'm sorry. He's plus 400.
Oh, yeah. That's
he's
not
a
crazy.
Second favorite to win it.
I thought it was pretty out.
Derek Skubal. He's tied with Skubal to win it.
Really?
That's why I was looking way down there. No, he's at the top.
Never
plus
mind.
400. Cole Reagan's at plus 850. Logan Gilbert at plus 950. Jacob DeGrom at plus 1,200. And you know who I like? At plus 2,000, when the Astros win their division again, Hunter Brown.
I like Hunter Brown,
Hunter
too.
Brown to win that Cy Young. That's my pick. Euro says put your money on Garrett Crochet. Yeah. I say put your money on Hunter Brown. Cole Reagans could win it, too, though.
Yeah, or we go another dark horse. Brian Wu.
Brian Wu is plus 2,700. Luis Castillo plus 4,500.
Yeah.
Seth Lugo plus 8,000.
Wow.
Reese Olson plus 12,000.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that.
National League Cy Young.
I got
Paul Skeens.
Yeah, I do have Skeens.
Right?
Yeah.
Paul Skeens is plus 210. Zach Wheeler plus 600. Blake Snell plus 1,500. Corbin Burns 1,600. Hunter Green 2,000. Everybody's right around there.
Yeah.
Rookie of the year, do you know anybody?
I had, let me find it. For the American League, I had Jacob Wilson, the shortstop for the A's this year.
Plus 1,400.
Yeah. And then I had Dylan Cruz for the National League.
What about Cam Smith?
Cam Smith's good.
That's the dude, he played like two games in the minor leagues or something.
Yeah.
Right? And then like, it was less than 20.
He didn't play a lot. No,
he played in college and they're like, whatever. Go play like 20 games in single A. All right, now you're in the majors.
Yeah.
And I saw the other day he got a hit. Jackson Jobe.
Yeah.
My guy, plus 950.
He's good.
And who'd you have, Dylan Cruz?
I had Dylan Cruz, but he's kind of like not all the way there because I think Roki Sasaki wins it.
Yeah, plus 490.
Yeah.
They should take those guys. I don't know. Where did Roki Sasaki play?
I don't know what team, but he played in Japan.
Yeah. They should take those guys out of it.
I feel like it's not fair.
Right. They've been playing. Japan won the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great
guy. So, like, us saying, like, oh, well, once they get to the Major League Baseball, then they'll really play against good players. It's like, no,
they've already been doing it. Yeah.
Right, they've been doing a lot. And those guys are good. Mm. And, you know, now this guy's got years in. You know, it's like when Ichiro wins a Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Like, dude's been playing really good baseball for 20.
He's
you know
like
what I mean?
30,
be fine.
Yeah.
American League Manager of the Year?
I had not been a manager of the year.
Alex Cora or Danny
Wilson?
I'm going
to give it to Matt Quatero just because, you know, I had a conversation with
Dan
him.
Dan Wilson.
The
guy. You talked to Matt Quatero?
Yeah.
He nice?
Yeah, he's a nice dude.
National League, Terry Francona or Craig Counsell?
I'm into Craig Counsell. I think he's cool.
American League Reliever of the Year. Who cares? All right, let's see. Comeback Player of the Year.
I had...
Boy, there's no other... You can't pick anyone else.
What do you mean? I mean, obviously Mike Trout.
Yeah, right? I mean, you picked him to win...
Yeah.
Right. Maybe the MVP. So.
I think he's got a shot. I mean, there's nobody other than Mike Trout.
Jacob DeGrom. Felix Bautista. Bo Bichette.
I had for the National League. Mm-hmm. Justin Verlander.
Oh.
An old dude. I think he'd go off this year.
Trevor Story's on there. Casey Mize.
Yeah.
Shane Bieber. Lance McCullers Jr.
He's a good pitcher.
Oh, I like this. If you want to put some money on it, plus 4,000.
For who?
Javi Baez. Comeback player of the year. It's going to be big for him. He's going to have a good year.
He's not
going to
have a good year.
He's going to have a good year.
He's terrible.
He's going to carry the Tigers. He's going to have a good year. National League Comeback Player of the Year, who do you have there?
I'd Verlander.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see if they have him down there. They have Ronald Acuña Jr.
I don't know when he gets back. If he gets back and he plays 85 games, yeah, easy.
Justin Verlander's plus 3,000.
Yeah.
Chris Bryant is above him. Dustin May's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Brandon Woodruff, Spencer Strider, Sandy Alcantara.
Yeah, he's good too.
Yeah. All right, so that's it. Did we go through everything then? Who's going to lead National League in home runs and the American League in home runs?
Oh, man. I'm going to go Shohei, National League, Judge, American League.
Pretty easy, right?
Yeah, it's not hard.
You got to guess. Yeah. All right, anything else we should know about coming up in the baseball season?
No, I think we're good.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate you coming in. We're going to try to do this every week if we can.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It's called Let's Have a Catch. We stole that from Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things me and you, I don't think through since your life began, you can be interested in other things. You can be busy. I can be busy. But even last night, you came back from doing the play and hanging out with your buddies and everything else. And it was 12:30, 1 o'clock at night. We hadn't seen each other much over the weekend.
Yeah.
And you sat down and we just turned on a baseball game and took 15, 20 minutes and watched a baseball game together and just talked baseball. And, you know, that's why I'm more than anything grateful to the sport is because I think that will never change.
Exactly,
I think we will always have a connection. I think sometimes when you get older, you have to think of a reason to call your mom or to call your dad or to call your son. Like, I just can't keep bothering him. I see that happening between us. Just like, a simple text as simple as, did you see what Aaron Judge did today?
Yeah.
That's a reason, and we'll always have that.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. I appreciate you. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.